Coast Radio News for Monday, September 21st, 2020. I'm George Henry. At this morning's Florence City Council work session, the council addressed the process for determining the filling of the seat vacated by Geraldine Proshew. There were two councilors and the mayor present for the meeting. Joshua Green was not in attendance. All three members agreed that the appropriate way forward was to wait until after the election to decide how and who would fill the seat. Mayor Joe Henry added a suggestion that it would also be prudent to wait until the new council is seated in January to proceed.
There's a possibility that there could be four new people represented on this council come January 1st. It seems fair to let them decide who they're going to work with for the next 4 years.
The discussion will not be part of this evening's city council meeting, and the council will likely operate with four members until the new council is sworn in January. The Siuslaw National Forest campgrounds and recreation areas are beginning to slowly open up. The Oregon Dunes National Recreation Area is now open, as is the staging area, but many local campgrounds are still closed. Cape Perpetua is closed, including all viewing areas and the visitor center. Alder Dune Campground, Archie Knowles Campground, and Tackenage Campground all remain closed. For complete information, the Forest Service has set up a website at fs.usda.gov/alerts/Siuslaw. The coronavirus pandemic continues to loom over Oregon as 769 new cases have been reported. The Friday through Sunday count included six new deaths, including one for Lane County. The 93-year-old woman died on September 17th at her residence. She had underlying health conditions. Lane County has also reported 54 new cases over the same period, with 85 cases currently considered infectious. Though the numbers sound high for Lane County and the state, the Oregon Health Authority released a report on Friday that says the instances of COVID-19 are still trending downward. The report also shows that each new case is generating less than one other new case, and if that trend continues, the daily average case count statewide could be at or below 190 by early October. These numbers are sensitive to very small changes, according to OHA. For example, wildfires and poor air quality have decreased the availability of testing in hazard areas. The air quality index for Lane County continues to improve. Numbers are in a healthy range for Florence and Mapleton, and much of the Eugene area has dropped below the 200 mark. The Holiday Farm fire continues to burn, but the Oregon Department of Forestry is reporting a 14% containment at this time. Many of the residents that have been evacuated have been allowed to return to their homes. ODF has not issued an update on structures lost, but more than half of the 1,018 structures recognized have been completely destroyed at last count. That's Coast Radio News for Monday, September 21st, 2020.